Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 208 in the series. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR.FM. During the Town Administrator's Report segment of the Town Council meeting on Wednesday, February 12th, 2020, there was a good piece of news. Municipal aggregation is finally here with a good deal. What is municipal aggregation? Quote, it seeks to aggregate consumers in the town to negotiate rates for power supply. It brings together the buying power of over 32,000 consumers. Furthermore, the town seeks to better manage energy prices. Participation is voluntary for each eligible consumer. Eligible consumers have the opportunity to decline service provided through the plan and to choose any competitive supplier they wish. End quote. That's from the town plan and preparation documents prepared back in 2016. Links to those are in the archives and the show notes. If you recall on your electric bill, if you've looked at it recently, there are two sections. One for delivery services, likely National Grid, delivering to the homes in Franklin the electricity provided. There's a second item on that for the actual electricity itself. And municipal aggregation enables us now as Franklin consumers to participate in that global market with the power of the consumer behind us. So the town of Franklin now has a rate of 10.5 cents per kilowatt hour, effective November 1, 2020. We've been waiting for this since beginning of 2016. Town Administrator Jamie Helen has been working on it, going to bid periodically, almost quarterly. And the rates received were just never sufficient. Now we've got the right rate. Now it's coming. So this segment that we'll share here, we'll listen to Jamie Helen talk about the municipal aggregation deal and what it'll mean for us. There'll be more info coming at the council meeting on March 4th. Links in the show notes, as I mentioned, will provide info to the prior posts that occurred during 2016 and 2017 when it was all a buzz as the council was going through the preparation cycle and then in the early bid process where as much as we wanted to, we just weren't able to get the prices equivalent to what we needed, which we have finally achieved, as Jamie says, 4 years later. Jamie's segment is about 2.5 minutes, so without further ado, here we go.
Town Administrator's Report.
Mr. Chairman, just two notes tonight. Speaking of March 4th, that'll be the first crack at a budget update, so folks at home that want to come and listen to that discussion or watch from home, hopefully tune in on March 4th to talk a little bit of discussion on the budget. And second tonight, I have a substantial announcement to make. I actually feel just like the high school kids. I've been working on this for 4 years, and I honestly feel like I'm just going to let out a big bag of air because I can't even believe that this is ending. But I finally signed, after 4+ years of working on this, a municipal aggregation agreement this week. I signed an agreement that will begin on November 1st, 2020 at a rate of 10.5 cents per kilowatt. Just to give you a sense right now, the current rate is almost 14, it's 13.97. So the additional bonus out of that for residents is going to be that this is going to be a deal that's going to purchase wind RECs, so it'll be 100% green product, renewable energy, which is really good news. As the chairman knows and the previous chairman who we worked with, I've been at this, we've gone out to bid several times every year. you know, and I really do. I mean, I've been been on top of this like those kids for all this time. So, you know, just to give an idea of, for the average taxpayer uses about 650 kilowatts of electricity in Franklin a year. So at a 2 cent deduction, which is actually less than what I just said because the market still fluctuates, the average homeowner should see hopefully a savings of just about $13 a month or about $157 a year. Just to note, on March 4th, we invited our consultant in to do a quick slideshow to give the overview of the whole program. This is an opt-in, opt-out, opt-in, opt-out, opt-out, opt-up, opt-in. You can do it as many times as you want. And there'll be a 30-day opt-out period with a mailing sent to every resident property owner in town in probably September for an opt-out period in October, when the rate will kick into effect on November 1st. This really provides a lot of flexibility. There'll be 24-hour customer support center for folks. I just want to thank a lot of the staff for helping us out on this. This is good news to have some financial stability for a lot of the residents over the next 3 years. And to think that we were able to get a 10.5 cent rate while we're still purchasing all green energy out of that, I think you saw the kids here last time. That's just incredible news. I honestly never thought this day would ever come. but we're here, so we'll have more at the March 4th meeting, but wanted to make that quick announcement because I signed the thing on Monday. So
this podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.